The hat was best not talked about, but if you had to, you'd talk about it in terms of something big, red and floppy, with a feather in it.
Miss Knit, said Hodgesarg. Sorry, I was looking at your hat. It's good, isn't it? Said Hodgesarg amiably. This is William. She's a buzzard, but she thinks she's a chicken. She can't fly. I'm having to teach her how to hunt.
Agnes was craning her neck for any signs of overtly religious activity, but the incongruity of the slightly bedraggled creature on Hodgesarg's wrist brought her gaze back down again.
How? She said. She walks into the burrows and kicks the rabbits to death. And I've almost cured her of crowing, haven't I, William?
William? Said Agnes.
Oh, yes.
To a falconer, she remembered all hawks were she.
Have you seen any Omnians here?
She whispered, leaning down towards him.
What kind of bird are they, miss? Said the falconer, uneasily.
He always seemed to have a preoccupied air when not discussing hawks, like a man with a big dictionary who couldn't find the index.
Don't worry about it, then.
She stared at William again and said,
How? I mean, how does a bird like that think she's a chicken?
Can happen all too easy, miss, said Hodgesarg. Thomas Peerless over in Badass pinched an egg and put it under a broody hen, miss. He didn't take the chicken away in time. So William thought if her mum was a chicken, then so was she.
Well, that's what happens, miss. When I raise them from eggs, I don't do that. I've got a special glove, miss.
That's absolutely fascinating, but I'd better go, said Agnes quickly. Yes, miss.
She'd spotted the quarry walking across the hall. There was something unmistakable about him. It was as if he was a witch. It wasn't that his black robe ended at the knees and became a pair of legs encased in grey socks and sandals, or that his hat had a tiny crown, but a brim big enough to set out your dinner on. It was because wherever he walked, he was in a little empty space that seemed to move around him, just like you got around witches. No one wanted to get too close to witches. She couldn't see his face. He was making a beeline for the buffet table.
Excuse me, Miss Knit.
Sean had appeared at her side. He stood very stiffly, because if he made any sudden turns, the oversized wig tended to spin on his head. Yes, Sean?
The Queen wants a word, miss, said Sean.
With me? Said Agnes.
Yes, miss. She's up in the ghastly green drawing room, miss.
Sean swivelled slowly. His wig stayed facing the same way. Agnes hesitated. It was a royal command, she supposed, even if it was only from Magrat Garlic, as was. And as such, it superseded anything Nanny had asked her to do. Anyway, she had spotted the priest, and it was not as though he was going to set fire to everyone over the canapes. She'd better go. A little hatch shot open behind the doleful Igor.
Why have we stopped this time?
Trolls in the way, master.
A what?
Igor rolled his eyes.
A troll's in the way, he said.
The hatch shut. There was a whispered conversation inside the coach. The hatch opened.
You mean a troll?
Yes, master.
Run it down.
The troll advanced, holding a flickering torch above its head. At some point recently someone had said, this troll needs a uniform, and had found that the only thing in the armoury that would fit was the helmet, and then only if he attached it to his head with string.
The old count wouldn't have told me to run it down, Igor muttered, not quite under his breath. But then he was a gentleman.
What was that?
A female voice snapped. The troll reached the coach and banged its knuckles on its helmet respectfully.
Evening, it said. This is a bit embarrassing. You know a pole?
Pole? Said Igor suspiciously.
It are a long wooden thing.
Yes, well, what about it?
I'd like you to imagine, right, that there's a black and yellow stripe one across this road, right, only because we've only got the one and it's being used up on the Copperhead Road tonight.
The hatch slid open.
Get a move on, man, run it down.
I could go and get it if you like, said the troll, shifting nervously from one huge foot to the other. Only it wouldn't be here.